Welcome to the third quarter 2019 Bolsa Mexicana de Valores earnings conference call. My name is Hilda, and I will be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. During the question-and-answer session, if you have a question, please press star and then one on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now like to turn the call over to Mr. Ramon Güemes. Mr. Güemes, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to Bolsa Mexicana de Valores' third quarter 2019 earnings conference call. Before proceeding, I'd like to provide a brief safe harbor statement. This presentation contains forward-looking statements and information related to Bolsa that are based on the analysis and expectations of its management, as well as assumptions made and information currently available at Bolsa. Such statements reflect the current views of Bolsa related to future events and are subject to risk, uncertainties, and assumptions. Many factors could cause the current results, performance, or achievements of Bolsa to be somewhat different from any future results, performance, or achievements that may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements, including, among others, changes in general economic, political, governmental, and business conditions, both in a global scale and in the individual countries in which Bolsa does business, such as changes in monetary policies, in inflation rates, in prices, in business strategy, and various other factors. Should one or more of these risks or uncertainties materialize, or should underlying assumptions prove incorrect, actual results may vary considerably from those described herein as anticipated, believed, estimated, expected, or targeted. Bolsa does not intend and does not assume any obligation to update these forward-looking statements. I would also like to remind participants that today's call is being recorded and a replay of this call will be available online on October 17th at Bolsa's corporate website, www.bmb.com.mx. During this call, all figures are in Mexican pesos and compared to the third quarter of 2018, unless stated otherwise. This call is intended for the financial community only, and the floor will be open at the end to address any questions you may have. Joining us for today's call are José Oriol Bosch, our CEO, Roberto González, SVP of Indeval, Gabriel Rodriguez, CIFICAP CEO, José Miguel de Dios, Mexter CEO, Enrique Camacho, Director of Commercial Coordination and Client Relations, Luis René Ramón, Investor Relations, Alfredo Guillén, CEO for Cash Equities, and myself, CFO. I would now like to turn the call over to our CEO, Oriol Bosch.
Thank you, Ramon. Hello, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us for the third quarter earnings conference call. We have released the strong results this quarter with good income growth across several of our core business areas as we continue to successfully execute on our strategy for growth and to improve financial performance. I will outline the developments in the period and thoughts going forward. But first, let me take you through the key financial results. The third quarter 2019 results show that BMV has a strong and well-diversified business model and highlights the need for continuing executing our medium-term strategy. Our revenue increased 7% to 934 million pesos, with double-digit growth at Indeval, CIFICAP, Derivatives, and Valmer. The reduced fee schedule in listing and maintenance had a negative impact of 23 million pesos this quarter, 5 million pesos in listing, and 18 million pesos in maintenance. Underlying costs were well controlled, rising 4% mainly as a result of business continuity projects such as the Alternate Operations Center, cybersecurity initiatives, and flexible disaster recovery plan. Operating profits and EBITDA increased 10% and 15% respectively, and net income rose 11% to 369 million pesos for the quarter. The EBITDA margin for the period was 59%, which contributes to the year-to-date EBITDA margin of 58%. The EBITDA considered amendments to IFRS 16, which eliminated the dual accounting model for leases that distinguishes between financial lease contracts that are recorded on the balance sheet and operating leases, which are not. The adjusted EBITDA for the third quarter 2018 was 58%, 120 basis points lower than on the third quarter of 2019. VMV has set a new record high in revenue, EBITDA and net income, registering the best quarter in the history of the company. I will now review in detail our traded-related businesses results. In cash equities trading and clearing, revenue was registered at 132 million pesos, up 5% compared to 2018. The average traded volume for the third quarter was 13.8 billion pesos, up 2% compared to third quarter 2018. On one hand, the domestic market registered an ADTV of 8 billion pesos, decreasing 3%, while on the other hand, the International Quotation System, or SIC, reported an ADTV of 5.8 billion pesos, increasing 9% versus the same quarter last year. Regarding the equity clearing house, it is important to note that CCB provides clearing services for all Mexican equities. In derivatives trading and clearing, revenue increased by 10% to 55 million pesos as a result of higher volumes in trading of swaps of TIIE and futures of the IPC index. It is important to mention that the trading in swaps did not increase open interest since the operations were mostly for substitution. In Asigna, the average margin deposits were 33.1 billion, up 2% quarter over quarter, but 12% lower when compared to the third quarter of 2018. As we have mentioned in the past, VMV continues working with the Mexican financial authorities to incentivize the development of a formal and standardized Mexican derivatives market, including the authorization for more Afores or pension funds to trade derivatives. CIFICAP's revenue was up 21 million or 16% to 156 million pesos. CIFICAP revenues in Chile grew 20 million or 27%, while in Mexico they increased 1 million or 2%. The growth in the Chilean division is mainly explained by the greater volatility in the Chilean market and new offshore customers, which was partly offset by the depreciation of the Chilean peso against the Mexican peso. Regarding our non-trading business results, information services increased 3% or 4 million pesos to 140 million pesos. It is important to mention that there was a non-recurring revenue in market data during the third quarter of 2018 for 20 million pesos due to client audits. Excluding these events, market data was up 15% in the third quarter of 2019 as a result of new distribution channels and the commercialization of products developed last year. As for Barmer, revenue increased 13 million pesos or 31% due to new clients and a sale of Open Finance, a portfolio management software. This sale generated non-recurring revenues of 10 million pesos. Information services increased 12% if excluding non-recurring revenue reported in the third quarter of 2018 and 2019. Central Securities Depository, Indeval, revenue was up 19% or 42 million pesos to 262 million pesos, a historical record high explained by the growth in services related to the global market, the SIC, which helped to offset the 2% decline in the value of the assets under custody. Listing and maintenance revenue decreased by 10% or 17 million to 154 million pesos. The reduced fee schedule had an impact of 23 million pesos. $5 million in listings and $18 million in maintenance during the third quarter. BMV is committed to continue supporting the economic development of the country and encourage the growth of financial markets in Mexico. Excluding the reduced fee schedule, listing and maintenance was up 6 million pesos, explained mainly by the follow-on of Vista Oil and Gas for 2.031 billion pesos and O'Donnell Capital Management, CECADE, for 255 million pesos, as well as the improvement in the debt market for both short-term and long-term debt, with listings growing by 25% and 44% respectively. Expenses for the quarter amounted to 432 million pesos, up 4% or 16 million pesos compared to last year's third quarter, which is explained by the following items. First, personal expenses increased 8 million pesos due to annual salary increases, new positions in information security and customer relations, as well as the variable compensation for a better performance in CIFICAP. Second, technology was down 11 million pesos in the third quarter. 22 million pesos were reclassified from technology to depreciation as a result of changes in the accounting standard IFRS 16, and the net result increased by 11 million pesos, mainly due to the Flexible Disaster Recovery Plan, DRP, and the Network Operation Center, the NOC. Third, depreciation, which increased by 28 million pesos, 22 million due to the changes to IFRS 16 and 6 million because of projects completed in 2018 and new hardware leases. Fourth, rent and maintenance presented an increase of 1 million pesos as a result of the alternate operation center. Fifth, consulting fees was up 6 million pesos related to the Flexible Disaster Recovery Plan, DRP, regulatory project. In the third quarter of 2019, BMV had a non-recurring expenses of 9 million pesos due to the sale of licenses to Open Finance Software. It is important to remember that during the third quarter 2018, BMV also had a non-recurring expense of 10 million pesos as a result of hiring external auditors in market data and consultants specialized in corporate strategy. And last, subcustody that decreased by 15 million pesos, explained by better commercial terms as a result of the consolidation of international custodians for the global market, the SIC, as well as discounts for 3 million pesos. We have negotiated another 3 million pesos in discounts, which will be registered in the last quarter of the year. The results of the quarter led us to an operating and EBITDA margin of 54% and 59% respectively, and a net income of 369 million pesos. For the full year up to September, we reached an EBITDA of 1.5 billion, up 5%, and a net income of 1 billion, up 1% from the same period of 2018. As we have stated in the past, we maintain our beginning of the year guidance and we will work in the last quarter of the year towards achieving it. Now let me turn to BMV's medium-term strategy and how it unfolding. BMV's strategic initiatives are focused on first, further developments of post-trade and market data initiatives. Second, protection of legacy business by building new added value services. And third, work closer with buy-side clients and regulators. Regarding the further development of post-trade and market data initiatives, we have made great progress in partnering and aligning our products and services to the needs and interests of our clients. First, in Indeval, we continue implementing RPAs or robotic process automatization to perform repetitive business processes and reduce operational risk, as well as analyzing web platforms to have live communication with clients and improve customer service. Additionally, we are building value-added services such as corporate actions, cash management through a third party, tax services, and post-trade settlement data, to name a few. The former actions, together with the implementation of SWIFT's most robust platform, AMH, will allow us to connect more efficiently with international custodians and generate additional revenues in Indeval starting next year. Second, regarding our Latin American exchanges data or LED venture, I can share you with that preparations on developing data products are on time, and we have started promoting products in New York City and Miami. Let's goal is to distribute the standardized data in a single format directly to the middle and back office of financial institutions. We expect to start distributing the new products in the fourth quarter of 2019. Regarding the protection of VNB's legacy businesses, I am glad to share with you that in August, we released two new features in VNB's trading engines. First, we increased the functionality to our member brokers and their clients to trade baskets and replicate simultaneously indices and global portfolio optimized strategies. VNB's clients will be able to execute multiple trades in microseconds, minimizing manual entries and price differences in order to deliver the same performance as the global portfolio strategy. Additionally, we have released self-trade prevention features to avoid two orders from the same organization or member firm from executing against each other. As for getting closer with buy-side clients and regulators, VNB continues working together with the authorities and financial regulators to develop a more liquid, transparent, and efficient capital market, as well as Mexican derivatives market. This includes assisting Afores in the process of receiving authorization to trade derivatives. During the quarter, the third quarter, VNB participated in World Federation of Exchanges Forum and the 10th anniversary of the Sustainable Stock Exchanges Initiative, which is a platform for collaboration with investors, regulators, and companies to enhance corporate transparency and ultimately performance. Moreover, VNB, together with Riskmatics, organized the Fund Finance and Running event, which was an 11.5 kilometer financial industry race in Mexico City, as well as several other events with the goal of promoting financial awareness and inclusion. Furthermore, on October 31st, we will be celebrating our 125th anniversary of the Mexican Stock Exchange by ringing the opening bell with the Minister of Finance, among other commemorations. With integrity, innovation, and transparency, several generations of BNB employees have worked to create a fully integrated exchange group. Here is to the next 125 years. Finally, I would like to reiterate that 2019 is a transformational year for the company. We are delivering a strong growth with good cash generation. We are focusing on top-line expansion and controlling expenses. We are executing on our strategy and are concentrated on achieving our target for stronger shareholder returns over the next 2 years. With that, I thank you for your time, and together with my colleagues, we will be gladly answering any questions you might have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and then one using your touchtone phone. If you wish to be removed from the question queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star and then one using your touchtone phone. At this moment, we show no questions. My apologies. We have a question from David Soto from Santander.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for letting me take this question. I just wanted to know if you could give us any color related to the LEED initiative. If you could tell us if it's going to start operations in the next quarter. Thanks.
We expect to start operations in Q4 of this year.
Okay, so it should reflect so it should start reflecting revenues on the first Q of next year, right?
Yeah, starting Q4 this year, we'll start commercializing the product. As we speak, we are having a roadshow in New York. We already have the CEO in place in Miami, and we will continue with Connecticut, Chicago, California, and of course Miami. So we expect Q1 to be more of building relationships and starting to sell the product. And this is important to remember that LEED is a JV that we have with the Spanish Stock Exchange, and it's an initiative that we have to lead the region into selling data into North America and with the hopes of bringing more volume to trading in the whole region, not only in Mexico, but also in other Latin American countries.
Okay, thanks.
The next question comes from Mariana Tadeo from UBS.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. Just want to discuss a little bit more on competition. We see Bivo market share going up recently. Do you think this trend should continue? Also in terms of listing, how could you attract more listing to Bolsa? And in terms of the discount plan for trading and listing, sorry, for listing and maintenance fees, could we expect more discounts going forward? Thank you.
Okay, regarding the market share, if you're talking about cash equity trading, the information that I have, which is public, is not different in the past weeks or months compared to the even to last year when Viva started operations in July 2015. So let me give you the exact number. If we take since July 25th, that is when Viva started operations, we have a market share of 93% on Viva and 7% in 93% in VNV and 7% in Viva. And the breakdown of that is in the local market, we had 98%. And Viva had 2%. This is from July 25th to September 30th. So, and the market share that Viva has been gaining is on the SIC. If we only look at the SIC, we have 87% and Viva has 13%. So I think that is important to differentiate in between the local market and the global market. In the local market is the market that is traded with the sort with the algorithm that is looking for the best execution. So in this market, we are highly competitive and we have 98%. On the FIC, as the origin market is out of Mexico, there is no best execution. So in this market, either the broker-dealer by itself or the broker-dealer by a specific instruction of a client that could be an institutional investor, as an example, they can execute, they can decide if they execute in one or the other exchange. In this one is where we have had 87% and Viva 13%. But now let me go to the information just for the first nine months of the year. And if we look at the first 9 months of this year, once again, in the local market, we have exactly the same as the accrued since they started operation. So for this year, we have 98% and Viva 2%. If we look at the global market, the SIC, Viva, they have 15%. And we have 85%, so it's a very small difference. And if we look at the accrued, we have 92%, and Viva has 8%. So I think that the difference is not very significant. However, there are some particular days where Viva, because of a large trade, mainly coming, my guess is, from institutional investors, they have one day where they have a very high market share because one or two particular trades. But the average that is important is still below, in between both local and global market, is below 10%. And once again, if we do the math and we look at the revenues in rounding numbers, our revenues are $3.5 billion per year. Cash equity trading is 8% of this 3.5, which is like 200, a bit less than 300 million pesos, 280 million pesos. So if we are losing 10% of 280 million pesos, we are talking about that all the impact on cash equity trading from the market share that we are passing from Mexico, from the Mexican exchange to Viva, we will be talking about 28 million pesos per year, which is $1.4 million a year. So that's it. I think that the main impact is not on this side. I think that the main impact is not for for the Mexican exchange. I think that so far the main impact is for the broker dealers that they have had an increase on the fixed cost by having two exchanges. And the main concern that we all have in the Mexican market, exchange market, is that now we have two exchanges that now we all, including the Bolsa, because of all the expenses that had a significant increase for Bolsa, for Indeval, and for our CCP, for the CCB, have increased, as well as the for the broker dealers. And the market, the pie of the market, the size of the market, has not increased. I think that this is where we are all focused and concerned.
And Mariana, regarding any further price changes, we will obviously be looking closely at what Viva does. And if we need to adjust, which we don't foresee at the moment any major price changes, but we'll be looking at what Viva does, and we will not be losing market share for price reasons, especially in listing and maintenance.
The good news, and which is one of the, as already mentioned, one of our strengths is our diversification. So if we have to adjust some prices, as we already did it, we will do it. And I think that it is important to highlight that we have had a historical record high quarter, despite that now we have a new competitor, despite that we had to adjust some prices, despite that the traded volume in Mexico, as happened in other exchanges across the world, have been going down. Despite that, the traded volumes on the OTC market that had an impact on CFICAP have been going down this year. So despite all this environment, we have reached a historical record high in net income this quarter. So I think that this is good news.
That's clear. Thank you.
Thanks to you for the question.
The next question comes from Nestor Urgea from SF Capital.
Thank you, and congrats for this third quarter result 2019. My question is regarding to this part of these results about acquisition of share, which is related, I think, in Miami. So I was wondering if you can give us more color about that and why Bolsa Mexicana Valores are acquiring shares.
No, we're not acquiring shares. This is a new JV that we're beginning with the Spanish exchange, and the idea is to sell Latin American data in a unified format into the U.S. and European markets. But this is a new company completely. And as I said, it's a joint venture with the Bolsas y Mercados Españoles.
Okay. And the second question will be about this revenue of non-recurring audits that they are referring to 20 million pesos. I was wondering if there's something related about this non-recurring revenues that you have in this quarter, or it's something related to what?
No, this happened last year. Our information revenues are down, and we're stressing that last year we had a non-recurring 20 million pesos, and that's the explanation for the variance. What we had is as any data provider, we sometimes audit our customers to see if the reporting as to the data they were consuming was accurate, and we found some inconsistencies, and we just build the difference. And that's why we had this non-recurring income last year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the explanation.
No, thank you.
Once again, for any questions, please press star 1. We show no further questions.
Thank you very much if there are no further questions, for your assistance, for joining us, and for all your questions. So have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks. This concludes today's conference. We thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.